At worst, he'll be actively trying to make these critical, potentially crippling problems worse. In the face of this, the next president must be proud of America, willing to laugh at the lunatic fringe pushing the theory of global warming, courageous enough to take on the big bankers and the dictatorial enemies of freedom that are challenging us in every corner of the world. The next president must do nothing less than restore America to its position as the supreme military and financial power in the world. The American people have been kept in the dark about what I'm going to reveal to you in this book. They've been fed an endless stream of lies. They've had to endure out-and-out thievery by the government at their expense. They've had to stand by while the administration revealed its absolutely corrupt character because the press kept its mouth shut. Because of this, there is still the possibility that Barack Obama will be reelected. You heard me. Call it communism, Marxism, Leninism, socialism, collectivism, call it whatever you like. If we don't wake up to the reality of this situation, we face another 4 years of this administration, of the takeover of our country by agents of the very enemy that we've been fighting against for more than half a century. We need to nominate and support the most electable Republican in the field, because an Obama victory in 2012